Hello and welcome to our show, and today we'd like to talk about something very current, the value of life. There are many problems going on all around the world, especially with the virus, which is a very serious problem. Now, in Latin America, there's this phenomenon that if someone brings this up, no one really makes a big deal out of it, like in the rest of the world where there's real panic. And in Latin America, there's another problem, which is the dengue fever that no one talks about. And according to the Pan American Health Organization, 1,538 people died and more than 3 million people were infected by it in 2019. This was a record year in history. And this year, there are already 125 people that were infected in Bolivia, Honduras, and Paraguay. So the question is, why doesn't anyone talk about that? Does life have a different value, or how can you explain this? First of all, people have a different value. How important is a person that lives in Mexico, Bolivia, Paraguay, and so on, versus someone that lives in Europe, German, Austrian, French, and so on? You understand that the attitude toward people is completely different. I was here, and I was there, and I saw. And it's the media, it's governments, it's the World Health Organization, and everything. A European is someone that I have to care about, think about, he's important. Whereas a South American, well, there are many. Something like that. And Mexicans, they're not taken into account altogether. Suppose you and I, we now hear that in China, 10,000 people died. Where China is somewhere there in the east, and 10,000 people died. So, a minute later, you don't think about it anymore. Because there are more than 1.5 billion people. And 10,000, what, it's maybe half a village or even less. So, they died. The same in Latin America. You're a bit more sensitive toward it, but it's not that bad. In Africa, we're used to it. In Europe, this is something else. Meaning, unfortunately, we have a different attitude. And this is how everyone is. We can't say that this isn't how things are. We have a different attitude towards different kinds of people. And this is how it still is. And you're saying that there's the dengue fever in South America. Then, of course, there's no big commotion around it. First of all, it's a disease that repeats itself in the season. So it's not that bad. It already was and will be, and every time it takes a few thousands of people with it. So, and it passes. This is how we're already used to thinking. Whereas the coronavirus, it's something new. And where is it going? It's headed toward Europe. Were it to stay in China without spreading, would it be important in your eyes? So there's some plague in China, in some area, in some city, or in some villages. The few millions that live in those villages, they die. And you would have heard about it once on the news, and that's that. So why is it so that mankind, that people, decipher this phenomena differently, or that life has a different value depending on where you come from. It depends on how do we measure people. I see, here in Israel, a soldier is taken hostage by terrorists. For one soldier, they're asking for us to release 1,500 criminals that are sitting in our prisons, that each of them killed someone, to release 1,500 people, and then we'll give back one soldier who didn't even kill anyone. So how can you compare the two? And we agree to it. You, as a Kabbalist, how do you see this? I see this as a big corruption. Because according to the general law of nature, everyone's equal. It could be a prime minister, a cleaning lady, rich or poor. It could be someone from Africa, from Northern Europe. No difference. Everyone's equal in relation to the upper force, the Creator. We're all equal. We only like talking about equality, but deep inside, we do not accept this rule. And it's because we use our ego as the device by which we feel life. Will mankind reach a state where it will feel that regardless where a person is from or where the problem is, that everyone's equal? Yeah, we see that as a result of all the problems and troubles that mankind is experiencing, finally, we're starting to talk about the distorted way in which we look at life, such a corrupted, incorrectly twisted way, and we'll have to correct that. Until we'll correct this, all these problems, viruses, they'll keep coming back and striking us. So, in relation to this, about the coronavirus, it's very evident that many people die and are infected as a result, and that it changes all of the systems in our life, not only in other countries, but all over the world. This is what's interesting, that this is the first time that in modern times we feel that there's a blow going from country to country that's paralyzing us. There was nothing like this in modern times. 500 years ago, there were such plagues in Europe, but not today. And in a week's time, you see, stock markets are closed, industry, airplanes, flying, everything, travel, everything suddenly comes to a standstill. What does it point at? That there are forces in the world that can influence people, mankind, in a very acute way, and that this is something that we can't deal with, that we're weak. And so we have to see, why do we deserve such blows? That either this is how it is by nature, that there's no explanation, just like we see things that happen in the universe, or that we are the cause of it. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is my profession, I can only say that we ourselves are the cause of all these things. And all these phenomena come in order to show us how interconnected we are in a bad style, in an egoistic relation attitude where everyone thinks only about themselves. And so there comes a blow that kind of smoothens the gaps between us, wanting to show that in this regard, you're all equal. So this is exactly what I wanted to ask about. If so, how do you explain the positive aspects of this problem? Because every coin has two sides. What is mankind supposed to learn from this? What positive things can we learn from this? That we're starting to learn how interconnected we are. We will try to move away from each other. This is first and foremost what a virus does to us. A virus plague. But we'll understand that by this we only paralyze our life and that we can't continue this way. So nonetheless, we do have to connect and come closer. So first of all, there's disconnection and moving away. Now, in order to survive, we have to be connected with one another. And so what follows is that we will have to come closer, but in a good way. In a mutual way, taking others into consideration in such a way that it will be good for me and good for him, that by this I will not harm anyone, because if I cause someone else harm, it comes right back at me. This is what the virus shows, that it really makes us equal in all directions. Because we're interdependent, and this is what happens. And besides, what I see is that this blow that we're experiencing now, it will shake us up a bit. It will bring down oil prices. It will cause serious changes in governments and relations between people. Because all in all, what are we? Like small bugs, not much bigger than those viruses that affect us. And we will have to recalculate things. How do we relate to ourselves, to nature, to the universe, to everything? By the way, I'm really happy that it's happening. Not that it's killing people, but it's that it's shaking up mankind, society, and that this way we're starting to understand that we have to make changes inside ourselves, in our attitude toward one another, that all in all, we are one system, one mechanism, and therefore, we have to take each other into consideration mutually, globally. When we prepared for this show, we saw that the structure of the word crisis in Chinese, it has the same meaning as the word opportunity. On the other hand, according to Hippocrates' medical documents, in relation to this word, this word means a point of breaking, a sudden change in a disease for better or for worse. So we would like for this change to be for the better. What do we have to do? What would the world look like if we could correctly use the coronavirus as an opportunity for such a change? If we're talking about the meaning of the word crisis in different languages, then in Hebrew, the word means a place of birth, where women used to crouch to give birth. It was this special kind of chair. Like also today you have in hospitals. But back then there were these kinds of chairs, and this chair is called mashbel, crisis in Hebrew. And this symbolizes new birth. Of course, it's accompanied by pain, shouting, different unpleasant phenomena. But still, this is a new birth. And therefore, this is how we have to also look at our current crisis and all the phenomena that we experience, that even though that it creates lots of blood and pressure and pain, and we're really pressured, but this gives birth to a new world, and therefore I'm happy that these things are revealed in this way. Then the question is, how can we digest? Because we understand that in a birth, it's really important to help give birth. So, if we will know how to give birth, how to enter this new era, this new world, this new state, and we will prepare ourselves for it in a good and nice connection, in mutual supplementation, then we'll go through these times instead of them pressuring us by pain and forcing us to come closer to each other by suffering and blows. We can do the same work of coming closer to each other by a good and nice attitude, through understanding, through good positive thoughts, and then we will hasten time and decrease the disasters. What do we have to do in order to reach these good results? I'm asking about something concrete. For example, we're told that we have to wash our hands, mind our hygiene. This is something physical, but something spiritually parallel. What should we do? Thank you. Very wise question. From this, we have to learn that we really have to relate to each other with clean hands, not to pass viruses onto each other. Virus in Hebrew comes from the word avera, crime, meaning some kind of egoistic thought, that if we won't treat each other this way, then we will not pass viruses on to each other, and we will all be connected in a good and nice way, and we will be healthy. Because all in all, we're one system, one mechanism, and if we will be connected in a good and nice mutual way, then by this we actually attain the new world. That this is actually what all of these problems, calamities want for us to keep. Only that they come from nature. And we will do it willingly. So then it's possible to say that a clean thought is taking others into consideration, thinking positively about others. Can you direct us? What kind of thoughts should we have, want at this time? Only to come nicely closer to each other, support each other, and build a new mankind, a new society, a new family, country, and the entire world in general, for the entire world to be as one society. And you don't need borders or governments or struggles or anything. By mutually completing each other, if we'll start living this way on this planet, and it sounds kind of science fiction, but still, nature is stronger than we are, and it will force us to take on this form of life, and also it says so in our ancient writings, and I really hope that we're in a state, in a stage, in a new era, where we will understand that this is what nature demands of us, and that we should keep it. Let's do it quickly, gladly, and in a good attitude toward one another, because if not, so it says in the writings of the wisdom of Kabbalah that then we will have to go through a third and maybe fourth world war until the really small amount of people that will be left from mankind will nonetheless reach a good mutual common life. In England, there are scientists that call it a world war. That it is equal to a world war. Is it truly so? The way you see it. What world war? That the impact that the coronavirus has, that it is similar to the impact of a world war. Well, kind of, because if it affects everyone, and if all of us become worried, then actually it is our common enemy, and it forces us to come together against it. And by doing so, it does its work, connecting mankind. Suddenly, we don't want to fight. We close the stock markets. We don't think about wars or those kinds of problems. See how much calmer the world has become. This is the only thing that people talk about. Of course, I prefer to live in this kind of world than how it was before. How many wars you have all around the world, and in the UN and UNESCO and all those international places that are supposed to tie people, connect them. Instead, there is a struggle between everyone, and the governments are in constant struggles. Now, everyone's minding their own business, not allowing this disease to break out in their area. So it's better that governments will be dealing each with its own nation instead of fighting each other. If so, then can we conclude that there's a certain opportunity for us to go forward together, connect, come closer to each other? Exactly. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm very happy for the very current and correct questions. Thank you.